Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary employers hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about what it means when an executive recruiter or a search consultant contacts you. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Samantha. As always, I'm glad to be here today.
And Stacy, we've touched upon this topic before, haven't we?
Yes, Samantha, we have discussed best practices on how you should act as a professional if a recruiter reaches out to you. However, I want to revisit the topic and talk about it in a slightly different way today. I reach out to professionals, specifically animal health and veterinary professionals, and I talk with them all day long on a daily basis. And I realize that there are some people who do not view the situation or the interaction in the way that they should.
You mean the situation in which you reach out to them?
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. The way that some people are approaching the situation is tainting their point of view, so to speak. And in some cases, I think they're not able to get past that point of view in their initial way of thinking. And because of that, there are some people, there are some people who aren't open to what is being presented to them. It's important to drill down into what's happening in a situation like this so that animal health and veterinary professionals can reassess their approach to the situation and how they react to it.
Okay, that makes sense. Where would you like to start?
Well, I'd like to just jump right in and talk about some of the reasons why an executive recruiter or search consultant would contact or call someone.
And I imagine it's because they have a job opening that they're trying to help their client fill.
Well, yes, that is part of it, Samantha, but it's not all of it. There's actually a bigger picture, especially as it pertains to the candidate. Now, it's true when I, as a search consultant, call a professional, it's typically because I have an employment opportunity for them. However, it's probably just not any opportunity, and I'd like to explain why. If my client has enlisted the services of a search consultant or recruiter, which in this case is me, then the animal health job or veterinary job that they're trying to fill must be pretty important. If it wasn't, then they would not have engaged my services. Since this job is important, that also means that my client wants to fill the position in a timely manner. That's because the longer the position stays open, the longer the organization suffers in terms of productivity. This also means that my client is motivated to find the right person for the job.
So this isn't just any job that the organization wants to fill.
No, it's not. There is a degree of importance tied to it. There is a degree of urgency tied to it as well.
How should that change the way that a professional approaches the situation if you were to contact them about the opportunity?
Well, great question, Samantha. And it should change their approach in two ways. And I want to address these ways one at a time. First, if a recruiter contacts you, it means that you're considered a top animal health candidate or veterinary candidate in the employment marketplace. If the position is important enough for the organization to hire a recruiter and that recruiter contacts you, then you must be important enough of a candidate for the employer to consider you.
And is that something that's lost on some professionals?
Yes, I think it is for some. In fact, professionals should view whether or not recruiters contact them as a barometer for their career.
And what do you mean by that, a barometer for their career?
Well, what I mean is that these professionals should not be worried about recruiters contacting them. They should be worried about recruiters not contacting them. The reason is that if recruiters are not contacting them, then those professionals are probably not considered to be among the top candidates in the marketplace, at least not by that recruiter. And from a career perspective, that is much more problematic than having a recruiter call you at work.
So these professionals should be flattered that a recruiter is contacting or calling them.
Yes, they should be flattered. They should be pleased that they have reached the point in their career where they're considered a top candidate by a recruiter working for an organization that is trying to fill an important and possibly high-level opening. It means that they're doing well in their career and their accomplishments have been noticed and they're well-respected. When you're being pursued and recruited, it means that you possess value and other people want to benefit from the value that you possess. That's one of the main things that it means when an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter contacts you.
And what's the other thing?
If a recruiter contacts you and they reach out to you about a new employment opportunity, then that employment opportunity is more than likely to be a better job than the one that you have right now.
Stacy, is this also something that some professionals don't understand or maybe don't think about right away?
I believe so, Samantha, and I certainly believe that it's not something that they think about right away. So in addition to being flattered and pleased about being contacted by a recruiter, a professional should also be intrigued. They should be intrigued because the reason that the recruiter is contacting them, in addition to the fact that they're considered a top candidate in the marketplace, is the recruiter has an employment opportunity that may be better than the job that they currently have. Not only that, but it could also be clearly better than what they have now.
Clearly better. What do you mean by that?
An experienced recruiter knows that a top passive candidate will not typically make a job move for an opportunity that is close to being a lateral move. So in the vast majority of cases, they will not contact a top passive candidate unless they have an employment opportunity that is clearly better than the job the candidate currently has, because it doesn't make much sense to do so if it's not clearly better.
So what you're saying is that if a recruiter contacts a professional about an employment opportunity, that professional should assume that the opportunity may be clearly better in some ways than their current job?
Yes, that's exactly what they should think, because the recruiter more than likely would not be contacting them if that wasn't the case. A good recruiter does not want to waste anyone's time, especially their own. They certainly don't want to waste their client's time, and they don't want to waste the candidate's time either. They're contacting the prospective candidate because they believe that they have something of value that the candidate might want. The problem occurs when the candidate does not want to hear about the value. In other words, they don't want to hear about the opportunity. And some people will say no before they even know what they are saying no to. For those individuals, I recommend that they read the article on the vetrecruiter.com website titled, "I Am Not Open to Opportunity," because I believe that that article will change their perspective.
And it's interesting to think about someone not being open to hearing about another opportunity or saying no before they know what they're saying no to. They should be flattered and pleased about being contacted in the first place and even being considered, especially if the recruiter has an opportunity that might be clearly better than their current job or, you know, that has the potential to change their life for the better.
Yes, and I cannot have said that better myself, Samantha, because when you put it in those words, it illustrates how short-sighted it can be to simply dismiss a recruiter when they contact you or not being open to hearing about opportunity when you don't even know what the opportunity is. There have been a couple of candidates this year that went beyond just dismissing an opportunity.
What do you mean by that?
A couple of veterinary professionals this year said that they're offended that a recruiter contacted them, especially since they were contacted at work. Many times, a work phone number is all that a recruiter has, so that's what they use. The fact of the matter is that recruiters have been calling professionals at work ever since the recruiting profession started. It was an acceptable practice back then, and it's still an acceptable practice today. A recruiter's job is to get in touch with the candidate, and if all they have is a work number, then that's the number that they call first.
And if a candidate wants to provide another phone number to the recruiter, they're free to do that, correct?
Of course, that's correct. If you want a recruiter to stop calling you at work, simply give them your home number or your cell phone number. That's an easy fix.
And Stacy, correct me if I'm wrong, But if an organization is treating its employees well, it should not be worried about those employees going somewhere else. Is that right?
Yes, that is right, Samantha. I've said this many times over the years, that recruiters do not steal employees. A recruiter does not walk across the street, knock an employee on the head, stuff them into a bag, and then go back across the street to their client with the employee in tow. It simply doesn't work that way, and it's inaccurate to portray recruiting in that fashion. Recruiters present opportunities to professionals every day in this country and around the world. All the professionals have to do is listen to what the opportunity is, then they can decide for themselves if they want to move forward or not. They can always say that they don't want to move forward, that is certainly an option, but not wanting to hear about the opportunity, I think that's just foolish. There's no other way to say it.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for all this great information. I think you've cleared up some confusion that the animal health and veterinary professionals have about a situation in which they're contacted by a recruiter.
And I want to add this one point, Samantha. Most people are open to, most of the animal health and veterinary professionals that I reach out to on a daily basis are open to hearing what a recruiter has to say. They want to at least know about it. So it's really the exception rather than the rule when people don't want to hear about it. But I think it's important that we had this podcast today to educate those people who might not understand the benefits of being open to being contacted by a recruiter about opportunities. So Samantha, it has been my pleasure to be here today, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health Employment Insider.